Our buddy Pete Corielli is going to be up in Youngstown next month, the 16th and 17th at Mojo's. What's up, Pete?
Hello, Peter.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What Good. Is happening? You do the show with Sebastian Maniscalco, our old pal as well. How's your radio show doing? You guys doing good?
Yeah. It's become... It's really growing. I mean, obviously, Sebastian's blowing up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, is he doing Madison Square Garden or something?
He sold out four of them.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, Jerry, Pete's doing Mojo at Youngstown.
Yeah. Actually, as you guys might know from last time, I live in Fredonia, New York, which is only like 2 hours from you guys.
Yeah.
And there's an opera house in town, and comedian Jim Brewer is a dear friend of mine. Happens to be visiting, so I said, well, why don't we do a show at the Opera House? So we're doing it tomorrow night, and it's sold out, and I'm doing a cast with Sebastian, and I go, listen, I don't want to rain on your four sold-out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Me and Brewer just sold out the 400-seat Fredonia Opera House.
Pete, so I'm a couple years younger than you. I have three kids, and I noticed, like, in all your photos and the stand-up, dude, you're still very metrosexual of you. It's probably because you only have one kid, right?
Metrosexual?
Well, your hair's looking good.
I'm gonna get in the car and come there right now. Those are fighting words.
You look nice, Pete.
He's on TV.
It's funny. I was playing last week in New York City, and I was going to wear sneakers. I'm on the phone with my wife, and I'm like, I can't take it. I'm too uncomfortable up there. And she's all over me. She's like, guy, if I went to see you, and the minute I saw you in sneakers, I'd be like, is this a 10-year-old boy up here? You know. So it's definitely her keeping on me with the outfits, man, but I appreciate it.
I think you can get away, though, as a guy, when you get in your 40s, can't you get away with, like, a pair of New Balance?
Yeah. If you're, you know, what's his face, Jason Bateman from the Ozarks, and you're some hip Hollywood guy, you and I, we walk.
Still gotta work.
Yeah, we walk in the store with sneakers on. It's like we're giving up. We're saying we're old. Comfort comes over fashion.
You know who used to always wear the sneakers, and I mean, he rocked them. He wore them well. Was Seinfeld in those white K Swiss?
Yeah,
he was all about those.
I knew a hack comic one time, this hacky guy. We were at a club in New York City called Dangerfield.
Sure.
And he used to do this ridiculous thing where he'd smash roses, 12 of them, and say a joke on each one about women. But after the show, he'd have to clean up all of his roses. It was embarrassing. So we're talking, and he comes up to me after the show. I go, I like the roses, man. He goes, I just need one more thing, you know, like Seinfeld had the sneakers. I don't know, maybe a cape? I'm thinking about something like that. And I'm like, this guy's out of his mind. And by the way, Seinfeld doesn't sit at home in the early 80s going, maybe my sneakers will put me over the top. That's what he wore, and then he happened to become famous. You know what I mean?
A cape.
Hey, Pete.
I love it. I would wear a cape.
Oh, absolutely.
I would wear a cape.
You'd do your Vinny the Vampire character. Yeah. It'd be great.
Can you imagine wearing a cape, hitting him with a punchline, then just covering your face?
Hey, Pete, be honest now. Have you ever had a comedian that you didn't like, and you can name names if you want, and he pitched you a joke, said, hey, I'm thinking of doing a bit about this, and you
what
said,
do you think?
Hey, that'd be great knowing inside it really sucked?
Oh, God. Just last week, I'm at Gotham Comedy Club. This comic pitched a joke to me, and I politely said, oh, yeah, maybe I'll try that. I'm not kidding. 2 minutes later, the doorman of the club pitched me a better joke. You know, and I really don't. I don't do other people anything they give me. I just can't. If it's not coming out of my mouth, it just doesn't feel authentic to me.
Yeah. I got one for you here. So in L.A. at the Laugh Factory, there used to be a guy that worked, but he was out of New York City, probably before your time. But he went by Noodles Levinstein, and Noodles was a stand-up comic. I think he does cruise ships now. He's still around. But he would end his show. He'd do, like, his big joke at the end, Pete, and he'd go, you've been great. I've been Noodles. You've been great. I've been Noodles.
Oh, that's great. You can catch the Pete and Sebastian podcast. When do you guys tape and when does it get aired? Because you do it at XM, right? So you just go into studio, you tape like four or five, or do you guys make sure that you guys do it once a week?
No, it started out as just a podcast with him and I, and we would do it via Skype, but we had a way of making it sound real clear. And, we were both, early on, we were both like, you want guests? And I go, I ain't getting them. And he goes, well, I ain't getting them either. So we said, forget guests. And we basically have no guests, and we would just hook up wherever we were on the road via Skype with our guy, and then we'd send it to a guy who would, like, add some stuff to DJ Lou, who worked at Sirius. And then what happened was Sirius wanted the show. So they gave us this equipment. So once a week, usually Tuesday nights, whether we're home or on the road, you just plug this thing
in.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yeah, we hook up with the guy. And then it's honestly, when we are face-to-face, which we are, you know, once in a while, I'll be in L.A. or we'll meet in New York. It's awkward, man. I don't want to see his face when I do it because then I feel like I gotta stare right at him and be like, yeah, I'm really into your story. Whereas when you're home, you can just kind of listen but not look. It's less tiring.
Yeah. Pete will be at Mojo's. It's the 16th and 17th of November. Pete, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks,
we
buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Great talking with you again.
All right, take care,
there
buddy.
There he goes, Pete Corielli.